Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiniest Daf Dalet in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in Amud Aleph, 15 lines from the top of the Amud. Said Gemara Tanya, Omer Rav Yudo, Fishibohilo Mazeh Atvu Oysel Lishisha Chadoshim, Vahilon Oysel Lishtemar Tzachodesh. The grain takes 6 months to grow, and the tree takes 12 months. That's in this world. The grain will take only 1 month. And the tree, which is double, will be 2 months. How do we see that in the Pasuk? Because it says, referring to the tree, which is 2 months, and the grain is half, so that's why it's only 1 month. Grain is 6 months, trees are 12 months. Grain will be 15 days. And tree will be 1 month. Why? In the time of Yoel, the tefuah grew within 15 days. The carved oimer imena, they used it for the oimer on the 16th of Nisan. Matam, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, Bnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem alokechem, very happy with Hashem. Kidasal lechem esamoyiru l'tzdoko, he gave you the first rain l'tzdoko. V'yoy lechem geshem moyiru malkosh barishon, he gave you the first and last rain in the first month, meaning Chodesh Nisan. So if in this world we see things take 15 days, so koshken l'osadov will be 15 days. What will do the pasuk that says chidosha miyashmi takes 2 months? According to him, the tree is only 1 month. Says the Gemara, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh yemivakir. Every month there will be new fruits coming out, the new bikurim coming out. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah b'shloisha b'marcheshvan sharli mesakshomim. You start asking for rain on the third day of marcheshvan. Hamgamliel lo imer b'shiva boy in the seventh day. Why 7th of Cheshvan? Because it's 15 days after Sukkis. So the last one of the Oilery Golem reaches Nahar Pras, meaning the edge of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, Masniso, they're a mayor. Our Mishnah is like a mayor. Meaning the first part of the Mishnah that says that we go based on Gimel B'Macheshvan is according to our mayor. Why? The Tanya Jesus Manush Reveal, when is the time of rain? The first one is B'Shloisha, the third of Macheshvan. V'Abinoini, the second one, is B'Shiva. V'Afelon, the later one, is B'Shiva Osar. Referring to the first three rains that you have in the year. Rabbi Yudoyim, Rabbi Yudoyim says, Ha'Bchiro, the first one is B'Shiva, in the seventh of Macheshvan. V'Abinoini is B'Shiva Osar, in the 17th. V'Afelon, the later one, is B'Shiva Osar. Rabbi Yosi says the third sheet oimer habchira b'shiva, so the first one is 17, v'abinoni is b'yisim b'shloisha, the second one is 23, v'afeilu b'shloishim yoim, and the last one is on the 30th. Shekin matzanu shenei chidim atchim lisano, is the first tiniest that they have if rain didn't come is elibur shchadish kislev. Why? Because throughout the whole cheshvan you're waiting to see if rain will come, because the last day of the rain should be the 30th of cheshvan. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Avamri Achoy de Abyosi, Akol Moidi Mishiva Osor. The 17th, everybody agrees, is a time of rain. Shuzman Kimo Leshakea, that's the time that the star called Kimo goes down. Shebo Yerod Mabul Oilom, that's when the Mabul started, because you have the Kimo coming down. Mataimo, what's the source of the Pasuk? Payemazinifkeu Kol Ma'anois Toim Rabo. So it says regarding the 17th of Cheshwan, that's when the Mabul came. Paskan halacha, then the third of Cheshvan, you start asking for rain. Why didn't he say halacha is like a mayor? Istani tanyo michlof. There's a brisa that has a different gear, so that says who says the third, who says the seven. So that's what he said, halacha is the third, regardless who's the man the omer that you have as the one who mentions it. How much rain is to come down for a person to have a bracha? When there's a lot of rain, there's a special bracha, as we'll see in a moment. The first rain, in order to do the bracha, needs to be kedei reveal. We'll see soon what is kedei reveal. Kedei is going to have dal on one base. Ubasoif, meaning if it's not the first rain, then you need more. You need kedei sheyedoichu pnei hakarmid. Karmid refers to a brick, when the brick is watered, it's full of water. In the beginning, the first rain, the bracha will be for the mount of reveal. meaning the second rain, Kadesha Tishrei HaMegufo, for the Megufo, which is the cover of a barrel, to be full with water. Says Gemara, V'yesh Megufo Nishris, the top of the barrel never has water because it gets hard. Ela Ro'im Sokeilu Hishruyo, meaning if it would be soft, how much rain you need in order to fill it up with water. Rabbeisi B'Shem Avyudo, Rav Yoino, Rav Yudo B'Shem Shmuel, he says differently, B'tchilo Kedei Revi'o, that's what you need for the first one. Over the basso, I feel the kosher. Even a little bit required brings the bracha. Abayis b'shem abzeiro lafsik tiny snemro, meaning this is referring to not for a bracha, but when to stop fasting if we didn't have rain before. Rav Chizkio, Rav Nochum, Rav Ado, Baravimi, Avon Yosin. They're sitting down. Rav Nochum, Rav Ado, Baravimi, lo mistabu le bracha nemro. Isn't make sense that these shurim were to say the bracha? Omer Lein, he says, yes, it is for the shurim, or these shurim are for the bracha. Omer Rav Chizkio Rav Ado Baravimi, lo mistabu lef sek tainis temro. Does it make sense that this shurim is for the stopping of the tainis? Omer Lein, yes, these shurim are when the tainis stops. Omer Bilama, Omer Leachitz, why do you say otherwise to the first one who asked you the question? Omer Lein, du noeg b'shitas Rebbe. He goes with his Rebbe. His Rebbe says it for the bracha. Omer Man Rav Chizkio Man Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Only Rav Zehiro. That is Rav Zehiro. Only if Anan Amrim Rav Yisrael Shem Zehiro, they have sick tiny snare. So meaning, according to Rav Chaim Zepshat, is he said that Rav Zehiro holds as Lebracha. He says, no, in the name of Zehiro, we hold also as they have sick tinies. Ketir Zegmoran says, Rav Yehudu Rav Yecheskel Omar, Hakina Rav Yecheskel Abo Mevorech Yidus Kshomim. This is how my father Yecheskel used to say the Bracha on Kshomim. What's the Bracha? Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Yisborach, Yisromam, Shimcho Malkeinu, Brocha for the name of Hashem, Al Kol Tipo, the tip of every drop, Shat Moi would learn to bring down to us. Shat Omamniyam Zumizu, you're dividing them from each other. Shema Ki Gora Nitfemayim Yizoykum Motor Li'idur, that's a Pasuk. And we want to learn from here that you're pushing them from each other. Kamoy Da'at Oman, like a Pasuk says, V'nigro Merkecho, means you're reducing them not to be too much together. Gives the right measurement of rain. You get to visit Rabbi Yudah Migdalayo. Adavon Tomon, when he was there, Nochas Mitro, rain came. Shama Koli, then he heard him saying, you have to thank Hashem so much. Every drop he gives us, you're doing good for people that don't deserve it. Omle Adomino, how do you know this nosach? Omle Achinaver of Simon Rabbi Mevorach Yidus Kshomim. That's what my Rabbi said the bracha. The Kama Kshom Yerdu Vyebim Kade Revio. We learned before they have to have a Shir Revio. What is Revio? Meloi Kli Machzik Shlosh Tvachim Divre Amir. A Kli filling up 3 Tvachim of water. Vidoimer Betchilo Tefach, meaning the first rain is 1 Tefach. Ubeshni on the second rain is Tvachim. Ubeshlish Shlosh Tvachim. Meaning referring to the first review, the second review, the third review. Tani Reb Shimon ben Lozoimer en lecha tefach shu yorid mil malon sheinoritz malat tfachim kenegdoi. When rain comes down, there is water coming out from the oritz towards it. Umatam, what's the source? Tehoim el tehoim koyri le kol tzinerecho. The tehoim, the land, calls up when there is tzinerecho coming from above. Omer b'levi amayim el yoinim schoiv. The upper waters are called to be like a male. And the bottom one is like a female. Matam, what's the source? Tiftach Eretz v'yifru yesha. So Tiftach, where Eretz refers to, the Eretz opens up. Like in a cave, opens in front of the male. V'yifru yesha is a pre-review. As if you have a pre-review when the waters connect to each other. V'tzdokot atzmeach zoyrizik shomim, and then there'll be tzdokot, meaning there'll be rain. Ani Hashem berativ, lekach berativ. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I created it. The tikkunu lishuva shaloylam, to be able to fix and create the world so the world will be able to exist. So the more of Acho v'tanel b'shav shirom gamliel, lamani krashmo reveal, why is the rain called reveal? She revas es oritz. It's a lotion of be'ilo that you have here a connection of pure reveal by the rain and it comes and brings life to the world. With this we conclude Yushalmi Tainis Dav Dalit.